its 10th of September. For several days now, the Ukrainian army has been advancing in a few directions at once. As I record this podcast, approximately 1,200 square miles of liberated Ukrainian territory have been reported. When you hear this podcast, I hope that number will increase significantly. Russians are being beaten in the east near Kharkiv and in the south in the direction of Kherson, where lines of defense crumble one by one. Sometimes the retreat of the enemy is so disorganized and hasty that it is just right to talk not about retreat, but about flight. Right now, before our eyes, the myth of an invincible and fearless Russian army is crumbling, a myth that the Russian government has been building for a long time, sparing no money, no effort, and no time on it. I remember that in the very first days of the war, when we were still a crowd of untrained civilians who had just been given rifles, one commander from the Kyiv Defense Headquarters came to us. Already a middle-aged man with the star of the Hero of Ukraine on his uniform, the highest award for courage. This man fought the Russians in the Donbas in 2014 and 2015, where he received his award. We then lined up in a spacious room of some abandoned building, which then served as a barracks for us, and listened to his short emotional speech. The commander, flavoring the sentences with obscene language, said something like this: "Do not believe those who say that the Russians are good soldiers. Good soldiers don't start an invasion of a foreign country with an idiotic pretext. Those who came to us today are not soldiers. This is a herd. They will shit their pants in a fear and run to their mummies as soon as they meet resistance." When it seemed that the whole speech was one big exaggeration, that the commander had to reassure us in the face of mortal danger and motivate us to fight with inexorably approaching advanced detachments of the Russians, most likely it was so. Most likely he himself did not fully believe that there were no good soldiers among the Russians, but he said what he had to say, and what we would certainly like to hear. But there was still some truth, and a considerable share in his words, and we see it clearly now on the battlefield. Hundreds of thousands of Russian military, tens of thousands of mercenaries, an insane amount of equipment and weapons brought to the occupied territory, and Ukrainian defenders are advancing at speed of 30 miles a day and even faster. This is a speed of a fast-walking pedestrian, and in some directions, the front line moves at the speed of a tank. That means that the Ukrainian defenders simply ride forward without encountering any resistance. Dozens of villages and towns have already been liberated from occupation. Hundreds of thousands of people can breathe easier. After all, with the retreat of the Russians, the fear of being sent to a torture chamber, losing a car or house that the occupiers liked, being forcibly mobilized into the occupying army, all this disappeared. The arrival of the Ukrainian army means the end of the fear and lawlessness. But the hardest is yet to come. The Russians will definitely try to counterattack. They will definitely send their cannon fodder to seize the territories liberated from them. It will be hot and scary, very hot and very scary. But still, they can't do anything. I see how talented and fast the Ukrainian command is building even the most complex plans. And I'm sure that when they're planning the offensive, the commanders thought in advance how the defense of the liberated territories would be organized later. Russians definitely will shit their pants and run to their mummies.